All right, we're going to call a public hearing to order. Start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so the way we're going to work this is as we have in past years. We have a projection here with the village budget on it. Trustee Forte is going to go through the budget line by line and explain what each thing is. And then at the conclusion of the presentation, we'll open the floor up for public comment. And those of you that wish to speak, please sign up, and I will go off the list, and we'll allot as much time as we can, depending on how many folks want to speak and how much time we have left, and we'll get right into it. Okay, guy, you're all set. Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. I'll be presenting on the proposed 2016-17 Village of Nassau budget. We're providing some overview of spending and the revenue sources, as well as comparisons to previous years and some historical data that I got this weekend from the records room. So, we're talking about the preparation timeline, what the board did. Provide a budget summary, which you should.
Do I have a budget summary?
Everybody should have.
Budget summary, which you have, and mine has a little bit more detail. And then we'll go through each of the A fund, which is the general fund, the revenues, the expenditures, and we'll talk about the water fund, the F fund, the revenues, and the expenditures. And this year I have a little clicker so I can point the numbers and it'll actually make sense. I also this year have the right numbers. For those of you who were here last year, I had a wrong slide up, and it was pretty embarrassing. So in terms of the timeline, Mayor Blaney sent out the call for department budget requests on January 19th of this year. By January 27th, those requests had been submitted back to him. We had four budget workshops on the February 3rd, the 17th, the 2nd, March 2nd, and March 30th. And today, we are in the budget hearing, and at the regular meeting later, we'll be voting on this budget. Summary, in the general fund, the A fund, total of $723,122 in the appropriations, minus some revenue of $303,947. Estimated expenditure.
Get away with, because of money or whatever. It takes forever to get them back, or you don't get them back at all. So once they're gone, they're gone. You'll never put the money back in the budget. You will never do anything. So that's a decision you have to make. But I can tell you from personal experience, traffic, drugs, and everything else, it's a mess. So the last thing we need to do is get rid of our police department.
Sue?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank you, Mayor Valenti, for establishing a very sound budget that remains under the minuscule tax cap of 0.12%, while providing competitive wages to many village staff, and more importantly, does not slash any village services. I believe I'm one of the handful of people who have actually attended the majority of the budget workshops, and likely one of another handful of residents who have looked at this budget, and I will say I'm very impressed with it. As treasurer of the Nassau Free Library from 2013 to 2015, I led three budget workshops and created three budgets that were also fiscally sound and provided raises to staff. I know what I'm talking about, in all honesty, when I relate how difficult it is to put forth a good budget, and this is one. And then unlike a small group in this community, I came to the village 16 years ago because my family and I desired a community with strong public services, including police. I doubt there are many people here who moved to the village when there was not a police force. Yet, everyone still chose to come, and that was a choice. The police need to remain in the village and remain in place without further cuts. Protecting our safety and well-being. Let me remind everyone that it was just 4 years ago when police services underwent large budget cuts. I believe they are now operating as efficiently as they can to effectively maintain our safety. These are very trying times. I'm not the first person here to mention this, with epidemic drug use in our and surrounding communities, which can only lead to violence and crime as individuals look to pay for their habits. I believe our police are the major reason why we are still considered a safe community. And without them, I fear for what the village will become. There are far more important issues in this community. We are faced with a gas pipeline in our surrounding towns that will pose serious health risks to us, in addition to a decrease in our property values. And I actually know of a few people who wanted to be at this meeting, but prioritized a very important public hearing for the Kinder Morgan pipeline in Skowdak today. So there were conflicting times between these two meetings, and they were very apologetic that they could not appear here in person, and they were in favor of this budget. We have detectable levels of PFOA in our water, and I hope the Village Board will investigate and implement strategies to lower these levels, if not eradicate PFOA completely. And I actually feel with Randy on board that this will happen. I'm very confident in that. We live in a village that is becoming increasingly unsightly with dilapidated properties and code enforcement that does not appear to be doing much to remedy the situation. Houses have little paint on them, cars are strewn on lawns, and a burned building remains standing. To me, these are the type of issues that our elected board, who is in place to serve residents, should be putting forth increased efforts to address and protect our community. The master plan will be put in the hands of the board, and its vision is to address many issues such as the ones that I have mentioned. The police are a vital part of this great village, and the budget should not be changed simply because a small group of people do not want a local police force. This small group has no jurisdiction to infringe on my basic right to feel safe and protected. I urge the board to vote yes on this budget as it currently stands. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank everybody for participating in the public hearing. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the public hearing at this time, as no one else has signed up.
Motion.
Motion by Guy, second by...
Does anybody else want to sign up before we go? Anybody else want to speak?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Do I need to sign up?
Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
What I've heard tonight is, and I've been on board, but what I've heard tonight is a message that the people really want to get rid of the police department. We have, now we have five. One, two, three, four, five. We have five officers, okay, that patrol the village. It's not a question that we want to get rid of the police department. They do a very good job. Sometimes, okay, sometimes not, okay? All I'm saying is that Tom and his people are very astute of what's going on in the village. And everybody knows that there are drugs within the village. There are thefts within the village. Okay? And unless people report these things, according to Tom, nothing can be done. And we've got board members that are very... adamant that there's drugs being done within the village limits. All right? I'm a proponent of the police department, okay? However, and they do a very good job, and I want you guys all to know that, even the guys that aren't even here. But to reduce the budget, I mean, the intent is to reduce the budget. Meaning that, is it a question of two people on Friday and two people on Saturday? For whatever reason. Okay? That's where it should be brought up. And the other thing is that the revenue for the police department is how much? What's expected from the police department?
What's expected from it?
Right.
You mean in fines and
yes.
forfeitures?
Right.
We budgeted, I think, $54,000.
Okay. So.
That's a lot of money.
What that means to me, before I left, is that that's a contract for those guys, for the police officers, to fine and forfeiture people or exceed that budget. Okay? How frivolous or how important it is. And the village is relying on that amount of money. So, and it could be dictated by those officers in charge. So it could be way up during the summer months when you know, racing season's on, or it's way down during the winter months. So I just want to let you know that it's not a question for people that are up here saying to eliminate the police department. It's not a question of that. It's a question of looking at it. Everybody knows that we need a police department, and Tom and his people do a good job. Can they do a better job? I'm sure they can. But they also know that there's drugs. There's also all other things that are going on. I also know that behind the scenes, and I don't know how this is happening, that you see a more presence of the sheriff patrol, and you also see, which is hard to believe, a more presence of the state police. So if that's a reflection on Tom and his people, I appreciate that. But it's not a question for the people that are here or anybody else or the village board. We're not trying to get rid of the police department. You know, we're just trying to control reality. That's all it is. Now, if it's a question during the summer months, you put more people on. During the winter months, you don't. I don't know. I don't know what the question. I don't know what the answer would be. But it's not a question of that. But if there's a revenue that is set for the police department for the village, then the police department, the way I look at it, is that they're going to go and they are going to fine, ticket, whatever they got to do to meet that quota. Am I wrong?
Yes, you are. But that's okay.
Okay. All right. So.
All right, thank you. I have a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
I would like to state something.
No, you'll have your time.
Well,
this is second by Randy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're adjourned. We'll take a 5-minute break, and then we'll get into the meeting.